The NFL's labor issues have been getting most of the attention, but within a matter of months, the NBA may also face a suspension of activity. For months, Billy Hunter, the director of the union representing the NBA players, has been saying that he is, quote, 99% certain that his organization will not reach a new collective bargaining agreement with the owners, who have proposed ambitious changes in their relationship with their employees. The current agreement expires on June 30th. Joining me now to discuss the possibility that the current NBA season is the last one we'll see for a while is Howard Beck of the New York Times. Howard, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The owners and Commissioner Stern maintain that the league cannot continue to operate under the present circumstances because 17 of the 30 teams are losing money and the league is allegedly losing $300 million a year. What are the most significant changes the owners want to make?
They're looking for a so-called hard cap to replace the current soft cap. The soft cap means that you can go beyond the cap in certain circumstances, and most teams do. Hard cap means there's no going beyond it, which is what the NFL has. They also want to roll back salaries, which really is unprecedented in this league, but not in the NHL, which had this a few years ago when they had their lockout. So they want to roll back salaries by about 38% to 40%. Obviously, a fairly large number. It represents, I believe, about $800 million. They want to reduce the amount that contracts can be guaranteed and make them only partially guaranteed. They want to shorten the number of years on a contract. So it's just a lot of things that basically, you know, take back privileges or perks that the players have had for a long time, and obviously reduces quite a bit the total amount of salary that would be doled out to the players in any given NBA season.
The players' position seems to be that the current agreement is working pretty well, although they've offered some concessions. Are they being unrealistic, do you think?
It's hard to say. The players, yes, they believe that the system that is in place now works perfectly fine. They look out and they see good attendance and high TV ratings and incredible popularity with the league right now, and it certainly is, and the quality of basketball is at a high, the number of star players, exciting players. So there are a lot of things that the union can point to and say, look, the league is perfectly healthy, but the league will come back every time and say, yes, all those things are true, but the bottom line is what it is. Costs have gone up on a number of fronts, including player salaries, and they feel like they're at a breaking point.
Have negotiations between the NFL and the league's players had any impact on what's gone on, or rather what hasn't gone on with regard to the NBA?
I think indirectly, but not directly. You know, all these things will have, if not played out, they'll be far down the line, and the NBA could possibly take some cues. The two leagues also borrow from each other quite a bit in terms of the types of things that end up in these labor deals. You know, the NBA adopted its salary cap in 1984, The NFL adopted one in 95, 11 years later. The NBA has a rookie scale that's been around since, I believe, 94, 95 or so. And the NFL has been trying to go that route. So there are different things, elements of these labor deals that get borrowed or, you know, back and forth that these guys take cues from each other.
The two sides still have 4 months to reach a new agreement. Which side, if either, is likely to feel more pressure to do that as time goes by?
Well, the conventional thinking is that it's usually the players. You know, the owners have more money. That's kind of the nature of the beast. So the argument the NBA always makes is some of these owners, it will be more profitable for them to not have a season than to have a season because they're operating at a loss anyway. So if you take that, and then you take the fact that the NBA players, though they have an average salary of $5 million, you know, there's, you know, expenses for them just like anybody else. And, you know, as I think it was Patrick Ewing said during the last lockout of 99, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money. Well, if they continue that way, it makes it very difficult for them to get through several months of a lockout when the paychecks stop coming.
In the past, when pro baseball or football or basketball or hockey seasons have been delayed or interrupted, fans have always come back once labor and management have gotten an agreement, although it has sometimes taken a while. Would it be different if both the National Football League and the NBA were shut down at the same time?
It would really be incredible to see that happen, obviously incredible in a bad way. For people's livelihoods and also for the fans who watch and love these sports. And by the way, the NHL and Major League Baseball are also going to have their CBAs coming up soon. But the idea of the NFL and the NBA both being shut down at the same time, it's mind-blowing to even consider. And I think for sports fans, or a lot of them, it would probably be pretty depressing.
Howard Beck writes about the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I feel a little sentimental shame. Where's the hungry man gonna live at in this town? Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. There are many reasons to celebrate the play with which Danielle Clawson led her Concordia College basketball team to victory on Monday. Clawson, who had the ball out of bounds under her own basket with 0.7 seconds remaining in the tie game against College of Idaho, bounced the ball off the back of a defending player, then stepped in bounds, recovered the ball, and popped in a layup as the buzzer sounded. Concordia 63, College of Idaho 61. So huzzah for the heads-up play, certainly, and hooray for the poise with which Clawson sunk the layup as time ran out, and a third and perhaps loudest cheer for her response after the game when she was asked how she'd thought of the play. "It's something my dad taught me," Danielle Clawson said.
Out of bounds.